produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Roberto Testado, and he is the author of WTF is Wrong with Our Health. So in order to prevent all these health problems, reverse disease, how do we get off that sugar wagon?
A lot of it is, as I said earlier, starting in the kitchen. And so it's going to be where you really have to look at the truth about yourself and the foods you have in your kitchen right now and in your cupboards. And you're going to realize a lot of things are processed in boxes and in bags with all these ingredients. And what I always tell people, like, when you go to a market, stay on the outskirts. And that's where you're going to find your whole foods, whether it's your eggs and your good fats. Good fats are things like eggs and avocados and olive oil and fish fats and seeds. And the point is that the middle aisles are all the processed foods that have all these chemicals and pesticides that poison our bodies in a very real way. And so my point being is, when you go to the markets, keep that in mind. And that's a start right there in terms of reducing the sugars in your body. That being said, I tell people, eating things like raw honey or coconut sugars or stevia, which is plant-based as well, are much healthier than table sugar. Likewise with salt. I tell people, buy sea salt, because sea salt is healthy for the body, and it's something natural and real food versus sodium chloride, which is chemical. So the whole point is replacing real foods with chemical foods, and you already are going to become healthier. People who are addicted to fast food, I tell them, make it a point one day out of the week or 2 days out of the week, replace those fast food meals with some real whole foods, whether it's a piece of fish, a piece of lamb, organic chicken, whatever the case might be, with a vegetable or a salad or beans, whatever it is that you enjoy. And this way, you're eating less fast food per week, therefore less fast food per month, and less fast food per year. So this way, people can start incorporating foods that are nutritious and will keep them full. I was saying earlier about carboholic. When you have that sugar behavior, you're always hungry because it is the cheapest form of fuel. What I realized with my transformation was, as I started eating more and more good fats, in terms of becoming a fataholic in a good way, avocados and eggs and my almonds, whatever the case might be, olive oil on my salads, what you notice is that you feel full longer. So the cravings start to come down for sugars, and you're not constantly eating around the clock. So if you're eating pizzas and pastas and breads and pancakes and cereal, all these are sugar-filled foods, you're constantly hungry. And this is how obesity has come to be so epidemic. So starting the way you shop, trying to go to farmers markets or local farmers in your community and buying fresh foods, it's very impactful to your health. And it's. I tell people all the time, take your kids to a farmers market once a month at least and let them explore whole foods. And this way, they're enjoying the whole process, because it really starts at that generation so they could pick up good habits. And that's why my daughter was such an inspiration for my health, as I say in the book. So that's the way you start loosening the reins on this sugar addiction. But that's why I always jokingly say, but seriously, and that is, have the occasional donut, because I don't want people to feel robotic or structured. But it really is about replacing the processed foods with the whole foods that you enjoy. And this is a way you can start going about it. The markets you shop, staying on the outskirts, trying to find a farmer's market, local farmers. And this way you can start eating the foods that 100 years ago everybody would eat. And now we have to navigate through all this food industry that, you know, has just completely bombarded us with sugars and chemicals. And that's what has caused a lot of the modern day diseases.
Roberto, who came up with the title of this book?
I did.
You
I wrote
did.
The whole book. Everything.
Everything.
My editor just kind of reduced a lot of what I said. And I told him to keep my voice pure because it is who I am.
Uh-huh.
And I think because I wrote it in a way that people could connect with it. It's funny, but it's honest. There's frustration. so that people could say, you know, I've been thinking about this, and why is it that I'm always seeing my doctor all the time, and I don't necessarily feel better, or why do I want to have my disease stable when I can live free from disease? And this is the opportunity that I'm giving people from the eyes of a doctor who's gone through the process, the whole transformation from my poor health, and giving people opportunity and hope that they could live without disease. I have my mother is going to be 90 years old in 3 months, no medications. She reads, she drives, she swims. That's how we should be acting when we're 90 years old. We shouldn't be restricted in our movement and taking 18 medications. That's my mission, to help people live lives of confidence and happiness and the occasional donut.
So is that how it's different from any other, like, this is not a diet book. It's not really a diet book. It's not. It's built to allow you the tools to use real food.
Absolutely. And it's about your mindset. And it's about, you know, and the last section of the book, I call it soul food, because it has everything to do with how we can help distress our bodies and our minds through the concept of meditation and forgiveness, so that health is truly an interconnection of our mind, of our body, of our spirit, but in a very practical way. Because meditation can be a very intimidating word. And I tell people, when you're in the bathroom sitting alone, that's a form of meditation, or when you're driving, or you're in your bed just about to wake up. These are moments that you could be meditative, alone to your thoughts, and help release a lot of negativity, as I point out in the book. And that way, you know, as I jokingly say, you could be a jerk that eats kale all day long, but you're still a jerk. So my point is health really is, it's our mind and our thoughts, and how to detox our negative thoughts, how to detox our bodies, which we do all the time at our clinic, help people detox, and then detox your spirit through meditation. So this way, I think it's a way that people could understand, it's a practical guide of being healthy from all aspects of our life.
So going from being a family practice doctor looking straight at the body, you've now encompassed body, mind, and spirit in your healing practice.
Absolutely. Because it's all integrative.
And a lot of the foods are emotional cravings that could be filled by other things if we can get to the core of it. So when you're adding meditation and forgiveness practices and allowing healing in those other two areas, it can really change your needs for the physical food.
Oh, absolutely. And I always tell my patients, when they go through the our 3-week detox of whole foods, I tell them, inevitably, you'll probably detox people from your life, because you have certain associations that can be negative with people when it comes to food and to alcohol, whatever the case might be, as I talk about the alcoholism in my family. And the point is that as you improve yourself, you start gravitating towards people that also want to improve themselves. So it's a very real notion in terms of healing yourself and being around people that also want to be healed or heal themselves. So it is a process.
Yes, like-minded people. Let's talk detox. If I'm not an alcoholic or drug addict, why do I need a detox?
Right. And this detox I'm talking about has nothing to do with being an alcoholic or any kind of addict, except maybe a carboholic,
yes,
now that I think about it. And what it is my wife and I, because we work together, and she's a nurse practitioner that also went to culinary school, we both came up with these food detoxes, which come in capsules, and this one powder of all organic, non-GMO vegetables and fruits that people consume for 3 weeks with unlimited amounts of whole foods, whether it's going to be, you know, soups and vegetables they make at home, things like fish or organic chicken, lentil beans, coconut oils, olive oils. And what happens during these 3 weeks, this is where I've seen a lot of magic. Because now people are not allowed to eat processed foods for 3 weeks and no alcohol, no coffee, and they realize they have more energy, better sleep as they clean the liver. Because this detox program specifically is to clean out our liver, which is the main filter of our body. And it gets congested with all the chemicals that we're exposed to, as I was talking about, with pesticides and herbicides, hormones and antibiotics that are put into animals that we consume. And what happens is that we start to gain more weight because the fat tissue is helping us insulate these toxins in our body. And when you go through detoxification of this whole food eating for 3 weeks and drinking water and green teas, what happens is that your body starts to normalize. Blood sugars start to come down. This is how I reverse diabetes with so many of my patients. Blood pressure comes down because all this fat, you start to lose fat tissue. You're losing toxins and fat tissue. So I've seen people lose 25 to 30 pounds in 3 weeks of this whole food detox. I've had people reverse their diabetes in these 3 weeks. Some people take 4 to 6 months to reverse their diabetes. It just depends. But the point is it reduces inflammation, it reduces chronic pain. People are getting better sleep. Insomnia seems to be an epidemic because people are living with so many toxicities in their bodies and too many sugars and over-caffeinated. Yeah.
Roberto, we're running out of time. Could you tell people if they would like to work with you how to find the iBody Wellness Center? And I imagine you can work with people from all over the world now.
Yeah, which we have, actually.
Okay.
And so they could contact our office, as you said, in San Marino, California, which is adjacent to Pasadena, where the Rose Bowl is. And the website is www.theibody.com. And our office number is at the website. And they could look more into the detox, because we have male detoxes throughout the world. And it comes with all the explanations. And the beauty is it's not about restriction, but it's about learning about diversity of the beauty of whole foods.
And is your book on Amazon?
I'm sorry?
Is your book on Amazon? How do you find your book, WTF?
Absolutely. Mentioning that, yes. So my book's available on Amazon. It's also on digital platforms like Nook and Kindle. And people can ask for it at Barnes & Noble as well.
Okay. Thank you so much, Roberto Testado. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay. We'd also like to thank our producer, Alan Wishart. Okay. And we'll be right back after this break.